According to the police spokesperson, Oliver Mandipaka, 35 people died. 28 died on the scene and 7 upon arrival.
What are people saying about how this accident happened? We understand that the bus driver did not stop and drove into the path of the train. Is that correct?
That is the official statement from the police spokesman. But according to the people who I talked to at the scene, they blamed one, the government, and secondly, the Harare City Council, because they say the Harare City Council, which is responsible for cutting the grass in the city, did not do that work. Because according to the people and myself also who have been at the scene, the area is tall grass, which even somebody driving there cannot easily see what's happening. It's scary to move along those lines.
But are there no barriers or signals that warn the buses to stop? Is that also obscured by the grass?
The people who have been there I talked to say there's a signal there, but the signal there is for a long time not been working. And the people there, according to them, reported that to the Harare City Council, and the Harare City Council did not do anything about it.
I understand there's a command center that has been set up at Parira Nyatwa Hospital for families to identify some of those involved in this accident. Do you know anything about that?
Well, when I arrived at Harare Parira Nyatwa, well, they've put a command center there, but not all people have been identified according to the police spokesman. And also when I went there, people were trickling in to find their beloved ones.
What do you know about the response to this accident? Were there enough ambulances, doctors, nurses on site to take care of those who needed to be attended to?
Well, when I arrived there, the nurses were doing their work. They were running up and down. But, I mean, as you rightly say, that there's shortage of medicine. There's also shortage of blood, if you're aware of that. I think you're aware of that. There's huge shortage of blood in Zimbabwe. I mean, the staff is still a skeleton. They could not cope up with the situation there.
You mentioned this earlier, that some Dzivarasekwa residents, including, I believe, the MP himself, Adrian Mushoriwa, are accusing the government. Has there been any response or any statement from the government at this point?
Well, at this point, when I arrived there, some people told me that the Minister of Home Affairs, Kombo Mahadi, had been there for some time, and you also was shocked with the incident, but I'm told that he visited the scene but did not say any official statement so far.